Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
Remember the time.
You know, this takes me back to the good old days, when people really poured their hearts into the music that they created.
Yes, man.
Took me back to a time when the song is that upbeat, but he was dancing in the rain. Took me back to a time where, you know, those corny movies, right?
Yeah.
Was it Love and Basketball?
Yeah, okay.
That was a classic.
Love and Basketball. The Looney Tunes?
The what?
The Looney Tunes, the tunes, the cartoon characters that were in the real world with Michael Jordan. Which one is Love and Basketball?
Google who is believe what okay, I, sure. I yeah. All right.
So yeah.
There was this part where if you did your woman wrong,
yeah,
you would show up at her place with a boom box. The radio. You put on
Love
the
and Basketball, I know it. Yeah.
Yeah. So what? Where did the cartoons come from?
No, I was thinking about another movie.
Okay, so honestly. So you show up with your radio.
Yeah.
And you just like put on her favorite song, and then you dance it.
Yeah, they're on the grass on the lawn.
Everything in
you,
yes. And you sing it out loud. Took me back to that time.
Yeah, I know.
It never happened to me because, you know, ain't nobody checking for me then.
But also,
I swag, bruh.
But kick the magazine. No. Listen, let's put it in a realistic sense now. Let's put it in a realistic sense. Let's just say.
Wait, are you gonna call me out?
No. I'm gonna call you out. Check this out. If hubby now, future hubby.
Yeah.
Mr. Couple of Estates, helicopter chilling somewhere. You
right?
know. If he now wants to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, the living situation, they're not even gonna allow him through the gate.
I know.
Sinji.
Yeah.
And he can't also do it outside the gate. It'll just be weird. You won't hear, you won't see anything.
Yeah. But do you know what could happen?
Yeah.
Dear future husband, if you're listening, take notes. You could just park in front of my complex until someone opens that gate.
And then Patrick.
Yeah.
And as soon as I take over from the security guard.
Aye, but make a plan.
Come on, man, we can't be thinking for you here.
Come
make
on.
A plan, my guy. It's 8:39. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Monday cheer with our beloved love coach.
Yes.
Love doctor.
Coach. Yeah.
Coach. You know? Yes.
Yeah. She's the doctor of the love.
She's the doctor of the love.
We're being so corny.
Yeah.
But it's time for us to get right into Monday cheer. That is with our love coach. That is Cynthia Rhodia. And she is exactly what you needed to hear right now. I mean, what she has to say.
Yeah.
And her energy is exactly what you really needed in this moment to really make sure that you kickstart your week on a great note. And I say this because, you know, a lot of the times in SK, we carry a lot of what we went through over the weekend into the Monday. We carry a lot of what we went through the previous week into this new week, right? So let this be a reminder that she's just here to sprinkle some love and magic your way because you're so deserving.
Yes.
And it's going to be a blessed week.
Let's check her out.
Mm. Get extra from your
beautiful morning to all the Fresh Breakfast listeners. Welcome to the Monday Cheer with Cynthia. I am, of course, your girl, Cynthia Rhodia, the love coach. And I'm here with your faves, NSK and Shaquan, on the best breakfast show in the land of the brave. So, here's how I want to try to cheer you up today. So I want to talk a little bit about finding your purpose. Why purpose is important is because purpose is the reason why you are alive. Purpose is the reason why God has put you on earth. Purpose is the reason why you're born. And a lot of people go through life feeling really, really unhappy because they don't know their purpose. They don't know their reason for being born. And I want to tell you how you can find that and why it's important. Number one, find what it is that you really, really, really love. Number two, that same thing should be what the world really needs. Number three, make sure that you are able to get paid for it. And number four, it should be something that you're really great at, something that you can do with the least amount of effort, something that you can do even in your sleep. Why this is important is because a lot of people go on and commit suicide because they feel like they've got no reason to live. And that could possibly be because they don't know what their purpose is or they're not aligned to their purpose in terms of their habits in life. So here's how I want to encourage you to be aligned with your purpose. Find out what your purpose is. Make sure that your daily habits actually fuel this purpose of yours, and you can actually end up living a very fulfilled life. You can actually live a life where you don't have to force happiness, but what happiness comes within your very being. So that's how I attempted to cheer you up today. And I hope you remember that every person that is alive has a reason for being alive. There is something that you need to accomplish. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So remember that and make sure to have an amazing week. Smash those goals. We're almost at the end of the year. And remember, you do matter. Your life matters. And what you love and do does matter. Remember to follow me on social media, Facebook and Instagram. At Cynthia Rhodia, that's Cynthia underscore Rhodia, and I'll be sure to cheer you on all the time. Keep it locked to Fresh Breakfast to jumpstart your day on the right note.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.